Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back into the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number two, brought to you by DraftKings. And DraftKings Sportsbook, it's not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's also America's top-rated sportsbook. I love it. I know you will too, especially when you hear this great offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you courtside with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in site credits. That's right. All you got to do, pick any basketball team still in contention. You bet that $1, and if that team wins, you win $100 in site credits. How's that for a deal for new users? So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Make sure to use code KSN when you sign up, and you too can turn $1 into $100 in free credits. That's code KSN for a limited time. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Wager paid out in site credits, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I am Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hockensmith. Dustin, in quarter one in our news and notes, it was all about this June and recruiting. This month is going to be amazing with the number of visitors to Penn State and across the country. This segment, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about what does all of this mean. It's different kind of year. The visits aren't being spaced out. They're being just packed into June. Just what does it all mean?
Well, I set out to try to answer that question, and I sent you a link to the story. Talk to people who are more important than I am. One, Ryan Snyder from Blue White Illustrated, who I think is really doing a nice job for them when it comes to covering recruiting. Very insightful when it came to looking at this from a Penn State-specific angle, because we all know that Penn State isn't in this boat alone. A lot of schools have the same strategy to roll out the red carpet for as many kids as you possibly can now that you've got that window back. Maybe with the thinking that I don't know if I'm going to have this window forever. You know, that with all the craziness that's gone on, maybe that's just part of it. You remember a couple years ago, they changed the recruiting calendar to allow spring visits. This has been a challenge to that as well. And so anybody who was interested in a spring visit is now looking to get on campus as quickly as possible in June now instead. But Adam Friedman as well from Rivals, their national recruiting analyst, thinks that, and the math checks out, that once the dust settles on this June, in early to mid-July is when you could see a good run of kids who actually make their commitments. Penn State's got a couple targets on board that are following that blueprint as well. So I don't know that, you know, this is going to be necessarily a huge commitment push in the month of June, but it's gonna set the stage for one, I think, shortly afterwards.
Okay, let's put you on the spot, Dustin. Let's not put the pressure on for June itself, because I think these kids are going to want to make all their visits. Month of July, what's your over under on number of commitments for Penn State?
Ryan Snyder gave his as 3 to 4, and I think that seems to make sense based on who's coming and the number of kids who are maybe close to a commitment. And there's a few, and one, as we mentioned earlier, Keenan Nelson Jr. from St. Joseph's Prep might be more ready to commit than people thought with that surprise visit this past weekend. So he's one. Jaden Gold, who's a defensive back from New Jersey, who, you know, he had a knee injury issue, and you know, that's kind of helped Penn State. They've remained interested, and he might be ready to commit. And Christian Driver, the safety / wide receiver from Texas, the son of Donald Driver, who James Franklin worked with during his time in Green Bay. He seems like he might be pretty close to a commitment as well. So there's 3 or 4 good names to follow. And of course, you're going to see some surprises here. You're going to see some kids who maybe their commitment comes out of nowhere.
Okay, Dustin, I asked you for your number, and you, of course, gave me Ryan Snyder's number. I'm not letting you off the hook. His 3 to 4, I'm going to set the over-under at 3.5 by the end of July. Are you, Dustin Hockensmith, betting the under or the over?
I'm going to bet the over on that one. Just you have at least three guys who are pretty close as is. I'm gonna take the odds that those guys are close. They make their commitment by the end of July, and there's a surprise or two along the way. I'm gonna go over 3.5, thinking it's gonna be the 4 to 5 range.
I think that's the smart way to bet. Next week, the June 11th weekend. Very, very big weekend coming up for Penn State. Some of these names, Danny Dunn, Keenan Nelson, who we mentioned, who came in on his own this past weekend, will be there. Nicholas Singleton, the very highly regarded running back from the Reading area, is coming in. That's going to be huge, isn't it?
And that's just a few of the big names coming in. That is the weekend to circle for guys that – are ideal. There are a bunch of players. There's probably 6 or 7 guys who, in my eyes, can define how good Penn State's class is. They're big time players who Penn State is either at or near the top of their leaders as they go into June. So what was interesting, and I asked Nicholas Singleton about this, is that I asked him, have you ever met any of those kids? And he was like, no. I mean, and obviously, without being able to take visits in almost a year and a half, that it's not too surprising. But, you know, I just found the strategy kind of interesting when it comes to this weekend being stacked with those big time targets, and they're all going to be getting to know each other. And I'm sure, you know, there's going to be a Penn State hook, whether that's another commit or two, or, you know, young players on the team or whatever. They're going to have that link to possible future teammates, but this is a huge weekend for big name guys, big name targets.
So when you're Penn State, do you do anything different for that kind of weekend because it's so big? I would imagine you try to make every weekend special, but how do you differentiate when you've got that many good players coming in?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. I think your mindset has to, and your strategy has to evolve a little bit just because of the nature of these types of players and where they all seem to be at in their recruitment, where I would imagine Penn State would want to set a tone where they're not pressuring anybody. They're not trying to lean into anybody. They're not trying to give the full court press. You're just trying to make sure we can get this kid on campus for a visit, that we can go pull out all the stops. So let's make sure we pull out all the stops. We make sure that they can feel the full force of what this school and what this program, what the football building, what the facilities are like. Just really make sure that you put your best foot forward. And I know that sounds like that's what you want to do every other visit, but this one definitely does take on some new meaning. Just looking at the caliber of kids they're trying to win over.
I feel like different schools have their, something that defines them, makes them different. When I think Alabama, it's just a machine, you know. Hey, kid, you want to play on Sundays at some point? You come here. Dabo Sweeney has a lighter touch in Clemson. You know, this is a fun place to be, and we can play in the, you know, playoffs. You go to Oregon, it's the Nike connection, all the different great uniforms, the fantastic locker room, that kind of look. What is the theme at Penn State? What is it that differentiates them? What's the message James Franklin wants to deliver that makes Penn State better than the others?
I think Penn State's approach that everything matters. That's an approach with Franklin and his team. And I think that's what Franklin gets across, is that everything matters when it comes to being good academically and socially and in the community. And I think he demonstrates that by all these little interactions and being able to make them customized and personal, and as if he knows the kid, he knows the family, he's able to make a connection where he says everything matters. And then he demonstrates that by picking up on little cues or remembering things about them or knowing their little brother's name. Like, all these little types of things are why I think Franklin is so big with parents. And I think that Penn State obviously has a big time sales pitch as it is, but Franklin's so good with parents because he conveys trust, and he conveys that, you know, what he envisions is him being somebody in charge with their kids' development as a person, as well as a football player. And I think he demonstrates that he takes charge of that. And clearly it resonates with recruits. I think he's able to make a connection and really relate to that age group and be able to relate to the parents. You know what I mean? So be able to really communicate well on one hand with the kid and on another hand with the parents is what I think sets James Franklin apart. And I think that tone is set in his coaching staff, where all the assistants are kind of that way too.
I had an opportunity once, Dustin, to meet James Franklin, very much in a social setting. It was not the reporter media type environment firing questions at him, just a social setting. And what I was just totally amazed with was his ability to make everyone feel special that he was dealing with. You know, when he talked to you, you felt like the most important person in his world at that time. And it wasn't like this serious conversation. It was fun. It was joking. That type of relationship building that he's able to do has to resonate not just with the kids, but with the parents also.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really fake whether you actually care or not. You know, and I think that's what ends up being authentic. And I think to your point, like, Franklin is one of those guys who you can't believe that he is actually that way and that it's not an act, unless you spend a little bit of time and you realize that act is never turned off. He just happens to be that way. It's not fake. It's not disingenuous. And I think when you talk about genuine interactions and like a genuine personal touch of care, like, that's something that he does really, really well. And I think, I don't care who you are, it's not always going to be the deal maker when it comes to landing recruits, but it is a nice thing that you just can't fake it, you know? And I think families and parents pick up on that and kind of come out of Penn State feeling like the coaching staff is the real deal and feeling like they say what they mean and they mean what they say. And I don't think we've really seen much to say that's not true.
Last question, Dustin. After a couple what you have to know as down years recruiting, obviously the 4-5 season last year, how important is this 2022 recruiting class for Penn State?
I think it's going to be a class that I don't know if they'll end up with a 5-star, but they're going to have a bunch of 4-star guys. It's going to be a lot of talent, maybe the best class ever, but I think there's going to be depth of that talent too, which is going to make it special.
I agree. I think this one is really important to get that momentum turned around back to the positive vibe for Penn State recruiting. It's been going down, their ranking in the recruiting ratings the last couple of years. That can't continue. And I think this class could end up being very, very special. Dustin, that is it for quarter number 2. Stick around. We have a lot more to go.
DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you courtside. Pick any basketball team still in contention, bet $1, and if that team wins, you win $100 in site credits. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.